Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. But I just ask for any sisters listening today for just to have a humble heart to really be transformed and renewed and brought closer to your son through these teachings so that she can be prepared for the judgment of the United States so she can shine bright as a bright light for you and for your glory. I ask all these prayers you send in his name. Amen. Okay, so talking about times of judgment, going through Isaiah 33 and Amos, and but taking a little talking a bit about how to hear the Holy Spirit more clearly, because he's the one, okay, that's going to walk you through this. Okay, you need to be conformed to the image of Christ, life tucked away and hidden in Christ. That is your ark, okay, him, okay, being inside of him, okay, truly tucked away and hidden. Your life is dead and buried and hidden in Christ. That's your safe shelter, okay? And then from day to day, being able to hear the Holy Spirit clearly, okay, and let him walk you through each day, okay? And I mentioned in the earlier podcast about how you just need to have an ear to hear when he tells you something, because that's going to be a huge waste of time. The best thing to do if you're searching for a question on something, we need to answer on something, and you hear something from the Spirit, okay, but you don't really like it or you don't really understand it. A lot of times when it comes to not understanding something, okay, it's because a lot of times inwardly you just don't want to understand it, okay? So you have to be very humble and just say okay and take things by faith sometimes, okay? This is the parable of the sower. This is Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 19. It says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart." Okay, this is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. Okay, and you see, hear this too with Jesus. He's like, "How do you not understand?" Okay, when he's, I'll give you another example of that. This is Matthew chapter 16, starting about at verse 8. Okay, this is where they're searching for bread. Okay, he's talking about the Pharisee, the leaven of the Pharisees, and the disciples think he's talking about actual bread. Okay, it says, "When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand?" Okay. "Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up." Okay. All right. And so understanding something a lot of times is an issue of faith, okay? Because you have to remember our heart's wicked. So the Holy Spirit can be answering you about a question, okay? And you go, no, that can't be it because I don't understand it. If you hear yourself thinking that, you got a problem, okay? Because you probably got it right in front of you. You just don't understand, okay? Now, if you don't understand, and just know from the scriptures that this is something that you need to take by faith and have the Holy Spirit reveal to you, okay, which he will, okay, say, okay, you know, Lord, I believe you're answering me. And then once again, also too, you have to rest in God's grace anytime you're trying to talk with the Spirit, because hearing the spirit and understanding the spirit is an act of faith because it's not a physical person right in front of you. Okay. So a lot of times people can feel like, well, what if I'm wrong and making things happen? Yeah, you can be. Okay. Once again, what you're going to trust and rest in his grace. Okay. That he will guide you. That's the covenant that we have. That's the blood covenant in Christ's blood. Okay. It's this very serious covenant. We have to trust in his grace to guide you, correct you. If you're off, to reveal it to you, you just rest and trust in his grace. Okay. I've already talked more doctrinally about this in more detail, but okay, because when you get that answer, and I've seen this before with people where the Holy Spirit helped me to, they were lost in a trial, didn't know what to do, and the Holy Spirit helped me to give them an answer, and I gave it to them going, I can't be it, I don't understand it, it doesn't make any sense, that's not it, and they walk off, come back years later, okay, years later. And they go, oh, that was it. Oh, don't do that. Okay. Don't do that. That's a huge waste of time. And you've just gone through so much. Okay. Once again, just think about that example that I gave you of a person going around and around and around and around and around and around and around in circles, you know, thinking, this is it. Let me try this out for a little while. This must be the answer. Let me try this out. And it doesn't work and it falls because it's in sand. It's not the real answer. It's not the rock. And it comes crumbling down. And finally, they're broken enough to go back and go, oh, that was the answer. I just didn't understand it because my heart wasn't right. And I just didn't really want to. Okay. I had issues inwardly. It could be a multitude of things. Okay. It could be faith, fear, anger, bitterness, who knows? Okay. Why you don't want to understand it. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. Take it to the Lord. Say, I think this is it. Lord, help me to understand. Okay. Be a babe, be a child. So you don't waste time, doing that. Okay. I'll leave it because you can't. Okay, we're talking about the judgment of the United States. You're going to need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to know these answers. You're going to need to be able to walk with him. Doing things like that, the time is running out. You can't do things like that. It's just too dangerous, okay? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and serving you and glorifying you all day long. I ask all these crazy blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.